Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Dalet, and Sif He. Sif Dalet. Habone Keneged Chalon Beis HaKnesses. If a person wants to build a wall opposite a window of the shul, Ein Maspik Lo B'Hachokas Aba Amis. It's insufficient to distance himself for Amis and then build a wall, even though that is the halacha between neighbors. Lefishut Sarach or Gadol, because a shul needs a lot of light coming in the windows, and 4 amos is not sufficient distance to put up that wall. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tes Ein Maspiklo. What's something to say? Dilubana Koisel Berushuso Neged Chalonos Shachavero. If a person was building a wall in his property, and it was opposite a window of a neighbor, Dina Hu Dalocha is Tzarach LaHarchik 4 amos. You have to leave at least 4 amos. Because if you're within Dalan Amis, you'll darken the window, light will not get into the window. But it's enough if you go 4 amis away. But when it comes to a shul, tzarech or gadol, it needs a lot of light. The chazakah that the shul has had these windows beforehand gives them the power that he has to go more than 4 amis away to build up that wall. Velonis ba'er, but it's not clear kamayoser, how much more than 4 amis? Valkoponim b'shmona amis v'adei sagi, but for sure if it's 8 amis away, that's enough. You don't have to go more than that. V'ayin b'shai tshu v'shem nodi v'huda, look at shai tshu in the name of nodi v'huda. V'ayin v'fim v'godim, shemistapik l'inin azar v'eznoshim. If you look at Pima Godim, he's not sure when it comes to the lobby and there's a snoshim. And Gam Shomlo Sagi Baba Amis, if we say that 4 amis is not sufficient there either, the window to the lobby or the window that is Noshim, do we say you also need more than 4 amis, or for there 4 amis is enough? Well, Daiti Nira, in my opinion, it seems, to Havu the Loisif Allah, that we're not going to add to this Chumma. Because anyway, this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is not so clear the halacha that you should give the shul more than 4 amis. Look at Chedushim Rekiva Eger. And therefore, we have the Mechaber, good, we'll go with the Mechaber. But to then add to it, the Azara, to add to it, there's nothing we're not going to add to it. And we're going to say 4 amis is sufficient. Kasev Ramah, B'tshuva, Sof Similam Beis. If you look in the Tshuva's Ramah, then the Similam Beis, he writes as follows: Chotzer Beis HaKnesses She'ein Bo Tashmish Tznur L'Rabim. If the shul has a yard and it's not a place where people do private things, it's a public place. Ein Yechorin Limchos L'Yochet She'Paseach Shem Chalonosav. So the shul cannot object if a neighbor to the shul opens up windows on that side overlooking the chotzer. De'Kepaseach Chalon Neged Shusar Ramdami. No different than opening a window facing the public thoroughfare. Avlim hakahol poiskin chalon is based on kineschat seiro. But if it was reverse, if the shul wanted to open up windows in the shul wall that would open into his backyard, yachol limchas biyadim, he could protest. Ad kan devar, that's his words. There's a halacha that you cannot restrict my use of my space by opening up windows to look into my yard. My backyard is my private place. You can't open up windows that were not there before that give you view into my yard, because then I'm restricted from what I could do. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to do, it's called hezekriya, you're not allowed to open up a window into my yard. When it comes to a shul, the shul's yard is not a private place. It's a public place. And in Mela, the neighbors can open a window overlooking the shul yard, because no one's doing anything private in a shul yard. It's a public thoroughfare. But reverse, the shul is not allowed to open a window that will then give them view into my yard, because that will limit my use of my backyard, my space. Mr. Burr continues. V'din zemar shayochet poseach lenosav l'makom shu mahach l'rabim. This halacha is that the individual wants to open up windows overlooking a public place. V'yesh lehem livnos v'makom hazeh b'shum pam. And it's not a place that would have been built upon. Dilav hachi, because if it is a place that would eventually be used, They can protest. Maybe the shul wants to build on that location. And he's going to claim, I have my windows there from before. And then he's going to want to stop them from building. If it's possible that the tzibur is going to want to build in that spot, and then he's going to say, you can't build there, I have my windows there. Maybe it's going to make it darker for him. If he's going to open his windows now, we're saying, well, the shul can't protest, nothing private going on. But the shul can protest if it's going to give him the right to later on say, you can't build on that slot anymore because I have my windows here beforehand and you're going to block my view. So that they can protest. Even though the Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat, and then the Siman Kuf Mem Tes, that there's no chazaka by a tzibur, they can always say, we don't have to go to Beis Din to deal with it even. So, Memela, even if you say there's no halacha that I have a chazaka on my windows before you wanted to build, so you can't build, maybe there's no such halacha by a tzibur, they don't have to deal with it down the road to go to Beis Din. So up front, they can say, you can't do it, because we don't want to have to deal with it later on. Kasab is Sefer Chassid Simen Tuf Tuf Tezayin. Sefer Chassid Amar Simen Tuf Tuf Tezayin. Chalon Shehole Kenegel Chesaram. If you have a window that opens to the public thoroughfare, Ubnei Adam Ovim Derech Shalom, Vesek Nesses, people walk past the window on the way to shul. Lo Yishbechu Mei Ragla Yemen HaChalon, do not pour out the chamber pot with urine, you can't pour it out the window. Lefishiesha Hochin Bashkom Vesek Nesses, because people go early in the morning to shul. Ksha Hochin Bechoyshech, if they walk in the dark, Lo Yuchli Zoher, so it's time for Bemei Raglayim. They won't be able to take caution to avoid getting filthy with the urine. Uksiv, the Pasuk says, Shmoragel Chokasher Telech El Beis Elokim. Pasuk in Kehelas. Watch your steps when you walk to the Beis Elokim. Akan Lashon, that's the language of the Sefer Chassidim. So if you live in the path of the shul, people walk past your house to the shul, you can't throw stuff out your window that's going to make the street filthy and people walk then through that area to get to shul and you're going to get them soiled. You have to be careful. Ubalav Hachi Yeshli Zoher, Shal Lishbuch Shoifchim B'mokam Hachman Adam. In any event, you should be careful not to pour wastewater out in the place where people walk. We don't want someone to slip. It becomes a bar in a public thoroughfare. The Sefer Sheiris Yosef writes, neighbors to a shul that have an outhouse, and it causes a bad smell for the shul. They have to relocate the Beis HaKiseh. Even though the bathroom was there before the shul, they still have to move it. When you harm the tzibur, it's worse and different than if you harm an individual. The shul will have to reimburse him for the cost of the moving of the outhouse. It's comparable to the halach in Choshen Mishpat Kufnan Hesiv Chafbeis. I'm sure look over there. And look further what the Magen Avraham writes about this in the end of Siman Kufnan Dalet. Se'if hey, ein poischin Pesach Beis HaKnesses, ela keneged hatsach mispalim bo ba'oso ha'ir. You don't open a door, you don't make an entrance to the shul, unless you make it opposite the direction where you're going to daven in that city. Shemispal lemarv, if you daven facing west, yiftachu lemizrach, the door should be on the east. Kadesh yishtachvu min ha-pesach neged aron, so you can bow from the entranceway towards the aron, shubaruach shemispal neged, which is on the wall inside where you're davening in that direction. The Ramah adds, v'oisim bima be'emza be'seknesis, the bima should be in the middle of the shul, sheyamar oleh ha-korei b'tor v'yishmuch ulam, the one who is reading from the Torah stands there, and everyone will listen. When the Shiach Tzibur davens, Panav Klapi HaKodesh, he should be facing the Aron. V'seid HaYeshiva Kachi, and the order of seats in the shul should be as follows, as the Kenim Yoshum Kneihem Klapi HaAm, the elders should be sitting facing the people, U'shahar Am Kulam Yoshum Shuvah Shuvah, everyone else is sitting in rows, Pneim Klapi HaKodesh U'Pnei Ezer Kenim, and they're facing the Aron and the elders. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat Dan Yud Ba'oso Ir. Whatever direction you're davening in that city, the entrance to the shul should be on the opposite side. Well, the fikach therefore. In our land, when we daven and bow to the east, Tainu b'pnei shanu yoshim b'tzad merov ashtar Eretz Yisrael, because we're west of Eretz Yisrael. Tzarech lasos pesach b'sa knesis b'marov. So we should make sure the entrance to the shul is on the west. Kadesh yishtachavim in a pesach neged Aron HaKodesh. So you could stand and bow from the entranceway towards the Aron HaKodesh. Kosev Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, D'mahaya pesach b'tzad acher v'charav b'sa knesis. If the entranceway was on a different side, and the shul was destroyed, and now the leaders of the community want to make a proper door, the others cannot stop them. Even if the others are the majority, even though now it's going to reorganize the seating arrangement in the shul, the halacha takes priority. So if the door was not on the side opposite the Aron, and now they're doing reconstruction, a minority can insist, we are going to put the door in the right place now. Now the door is going to be facing the Aron instead of on the side. Sifkon yunaf, neged Aron shu baruch v'chulu, the entranceway should be opposite the Aron. V'atam shetzerech lekbo Aron shum, the reason we put the Aron on the side that we daven, mevor b'rambam v'tur, it's clear in the Rambam and Torah v'zeh l'shon, this is the language, we build the Heichal, we build the Aron on the side towards which we daven in that city. So that they're facing the Heichal when they stand to daven. Ramah says, make sure to put the Shulchan that we lean from in the center. There aren't more than 6 steps to the Bima. It would seem that the Zohar was makbir to have exactly 6 steps, and many shuls do not have 6 steps, and the notes go into detail. Should you have 6 steps? You don't have to have 6 steps. For sure, there were steps leading up. That was the classic architecture of the shul. There were steps leading up to the shulchan. Sefkan Yud Gimel. When the Sheikh Tziba davens, he faces the Aron. Harmoh Kitzer Khan. The Ramah was brief. Vizelashon Hatur, the language of the Torah is, when the Shliach Tzibah stands to daven, he descends in front of the Aron, and he's facing the Kodesh like everyone else. How do you arrange the seats? So he says the Zakenim faced the Tzibah, and everyone else is in rows facing the Zakenim and the Aron. Today, that's not exactly how it works, because people pay for the seats. One thing you have to make sure is not to have seats between the Aron and the Shulchan if they're facing the Shulchan and their backs are to the Aron. The Gnayu, that's terrible. That's disgraceful. When someone's standing by the bima and he's davening, saying brachas and bowing, it looks like he's bowing with the people between the bima and the Aron. Unless you make it on the side, you could have seats between the bima and the Aron facing the Aron, even though their back is to the bima. That's fine, but you can't have them facing the bima with their backs to the Aron. The Pimagod, the Achshus Oisim Mekomes Eitzel Abima Shekaron Al Memro. The Pimagod writes that today we have seats near the Bima, which is called an Al Memro. Pnei Yoshev LeHechel VaAchor of the Bima. So he's facing the Hechel and his back is to the Bima. Afsha Achor LeSefer Torah, even though his back is to the Sefer Torah, Mikomok Moshus Acheres Yabima. But since the Bima is its own place, because it's up steps and it's fenced off, there's no problem with that. That doesn't bother us. So in some shuls, they will have seats up front, facing towards the center, and that's okay. You can have them facing the center, but you can't have them facing with their backs to the Aron. The Be'er Halacha makes a point on this halacha of the Ramah that you should position the bima be'emsa, be'emsa basic nesis. The bima where you lean from is the middle of the shul. Came over Rambam v'tur. This is in the Rambam. It's in the tour. Uminig kodem hu, this is a very ancient practice. Umekar Maseches Sukkah nun alf on beis, its sources in Maseches Sukkah. Kama shekasav Agrag, the Vilna Gaon writes, Obavanaseinu harabim, due to our many sins, beezim mekaymos, in certain places, partsu minig kidumim zeh, this practice has been breached. V'schil asos habimos samachon hakodesh, and they've begun to make the shulchan by the Aron. because they want to mimic the idolaters, temple, they do in their place of prayer that they call a temple. On them we say the pasuk, Vayishkach Yisrael Osehu Vayiven Hecholos. Yisrael has forgotten their maker and built their own temples. Pasuk in Hosea. The poskim, the later poskim, have written in great details how terrible these people are. I'm Chuvas Cham Soifer, Simichav Ches, Chuvas Mecholas Machanaim, Chuvas Imre Eish. So the anti-maskilim, essentially, were writing extensively against this change in the appearance of the shul, that they wanted to put the shulchan up front near the Aron, and evidently that in some way mimicked church architecture.